As one constituent put it to me, pregnant women throughout the country are currently going through appointments, scans, labour and sometimes even birthing alone in what is arguably the most vulnerable time of their lives. This is especially true for people who get the devastating news that their pregnancies are not viable or those who have to go through a miscarriage without a loved one present. She goes on, I am expecting my first baby in January and had to receive emergency care at 13 weeks gestation. I was in the gynaecology unit at Letterkenny University Hospital for almost 5 hours. My frantic partner had to wait in the car park for the duration. He has since then missed out on milestone moments like the crucial 20-week anomaly scan. And another constituent says that Letterkenny University Hospital are refusing to permit partners to accompany women to their scans, and I really don't think this is justifiable. The World Health Organization guidelines state that COVID-19 should not impact on a woman's right to have a partner of her choice with her throughout a pregnancy. So, Taoiseach, I'm asking, will you ensure that maternity wards will make the reasonable decision to allow partners to be present at the most important time in pregnancies, at least at the birth and the 20-week scan?
The Department of Health, engaging with Dr. Peter McKenna, who's the Clinical Director for the National Women and Infant Health Programme, who has confirmed that the programme is working on a document which will seek to ensure, as far as practicable and having due regard to local circumstances, a consistent national approach to visitor restrictions in maternity hospitals.
This isn't talking about visitor restrictions. This is talking about restrictions that are stopping one person who's a support for a pregnant woman from actually being present at very vital, important times. It's about more than that. The National Maternity Strategy is running alongside COVID-19, and the strategy aims for a woman-centred maternity system that promises dignity, respect and compassion in the provision of services. This, sadly, is lacking, and I think that needs to be addressed.